I love the buts in Scripture. I had somebody tell me the other day the reason they quit coming to church is because all we talk about is sin. And I said, well, you need to be aware of sin, but the good news is, just like it said here in the last verse of Psalm 2, but what joy for all who find protection in Him. You have sin in your life, but there's forgiveness in your life. So that can be wiped out. In Psalm 1, you heard me say before, the Psalms are really a book of prophecy. And Psalm 2 is prophesying Christ. Psalm 1 talks about the intimacy that we can have with God. And it suggests that intimate relationship, one-on-one, grows out of both the quantity and the quality of time that we spent with the Lord. Psalm 2 also talks about fear. And that's what I want to talk about in my message today. But I want to give you a little food for thought before we get into the prayers and joys and concerns, which I forgot last week. It's about fear. Reverence puts us on our knees before God. We honor a God who made the sun and the moon and the stars and who put the planets in their places, who made you and me. So when we are reverent, we recognize God's holiness as well as His power to create, His love as well as His power to punish, and His provisions as well as the power to withhold. So we rejoice in the Lord, even as we delight in Him, and we do it with a sense of greatness and His holiness. We fear evil or powerful people because we know they might harm us. We fear, and the better translation of that is love. We fear or we love God because we know that He has the power to harm us, and yet He chooses to love us. We show reverent respect for God in the same way a child shows reverent respect for his loving parents.